नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18, Text Number 41.
Nishamya Shaptam Atadarham Narendram Sabhramanu Nadmajam Abhyanandat अहो बताम हो महदद्यते कृतम् अल्पीयसी द्रोह उरूर्दमो धृतः। निशम्य शप्तम् अतदर्हम् नरेन्द्रम् स ब्राह्मणो नात्मजम् अभ्यनन्दत् अहो बताम हो महदद्यते कृतम् अल्पीयसी द्रोह उरूर्दमो धृतः। निशम्य शप्तम् अतदरम् नरेन्द्रम् स ब्राह्मणो नात्मजमभ्यनन्दत् अहो बताम हो महदद्यते कृतम् अल्पीयसी द्रोह उरूर्दमो धृतः।
Matajis.
Sadamana
Nishamya, after hearing, Shaptam cursed, Atadarham, never to be condemned, Narindram unto the king, best of humankind, Saha, that, Brahmanaha, Brahman Rishi, Na, not, Atmajam, his own son, Abhyanandat, congratulated. Aho, alas. Bata, distressing. Amha, since. Mahat, great. Adya, today. Te, yourself. Kritam, performed. Alpiyasi, insignificant. Drohe, offense. Uruhu, very great. Damaha, punishment. Dhritaha, awarded. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The father heard from his son that the king had been cursed, although he should never have been condemned, for he was the best amongst all human beings. The Rishi did not congratulate his son, but on the contrary, began to repent, saying, "Alas, what a great sinful act was performed by my son. He has awarded heavy punishment for an insignificant offense." Purport. The king is the best of all human beings. He is the representative of God, and he is never to be condemned for any of his actions. In other words, the king can do no wrong. The king may order hanging of a culprit, son of a Brahmin, but he does not become sinful for killing a Brahmin. Even if there is something wrong with the king, he is never to be condemned. A medical practitioner may kill a patient by mistaken treatment, but such a killer is never condemned to death. So what to speak of a good and pious king? Like Maharaj Parikshit, in the Vedic way of life, the king is trained to become a Rajarshi or a great saint, although he is ruling as king. It is a king only by whose good governance the citizens may live peacefully and without any fear. The Rajarshis would manage their kingdoms so nicely and piously that their subjects would respect them as if they were the Lord. That is the instruction of the Vedas. The king is called Narendra, or the best amongst the human beings. How then could a king like Maharaj Parikshit be condemned by an inexperienced, puffed-up son of a Brahmin, even though he had attained the powers of a qualified Brahmin? Since Shamik Rishi was an experienced good Brahmin, he did not approve of the actions of his condemned son. He began to lament for all that his son had done. The king was beyond the jurisdiction of curses as a general rule. And what to speak of a good king like Maharaj Parikshit? The offense of the king was most insignificant, and his being condemned to death was certainly a very great sin for Sringi. Therefore, the Rishi Shamik regretted the whole incident. Om Adnya Devacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So this chapter is entitled Parikshit Cursed by a Brahmin Boy. So Nishamya Shaptam Tad Arham Narendram. So after hearing of the curse, Shaptam, Atad Arham Narendram. Go. Atad arham, never to be condemned. Who? Narendram, who is the best amongst all human beings. So, Brahmano, na atmajan abhyanandat. So, theek karo na yaar. पहले तो ठीक था, अभी क्या हो गया? सब ब्राह्मणों न आत्मजम अभ्यनंदात. सो सच अ ब्राह्मण, ही डिड नॉट कंग्रेचुलेट हिज सन. न आत्मजम अभ्यनंदात. In fact, he censured his son. Aho batam ho mahad adyate kritam. Oh, how sinful. Batam ho mahad. High, very great sin has been performed today. Adyate kritam. Alpiyasi droha. For an insignificant sin. Urur damo dhritaha, you have given a very great punishment. So, what is the fault of this Brahmin? I can speak without the mic, it's better. Why is the mic connected? So, what is the fault of this boy? Here it is explained, Alpiyasi Droha Urur Damodritaha. That for a very small offense, the punishment which was awarded was very great. So, according to the scriptures, according to the Vedas, Manu Samhita, and also Srimad Bhagavatam, we come across verses which says that proportional to the sin, a punishment should be awarded. Small sin, small punishment, great sin, great punishment, or prayaschit. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, that verse is there. Guru naam cha laghu naam cha, guru ni cha laghu ni cha, prayaschittani papa naam, nyatvoktani maharshabhi. That Guru Namcha, grave sin, great prayaschit. And so why was the punishment given? Punishment was given in order to purify the person of his sinful mentality so that he can develop in his spiritual life and attain his goal of liberation. So that was the purpose of punishment. And obviously there are other reasons also, in order to protect the other citizens from, because if he's having that mentality, then naturally he will be antisocial, and he will cause disturbance in the society. So for that purposes, imprisonment and other punishments are given for that purpose. So this small Brahmin boy, because he was immature, because he was only a boy, he made that mistake, you know. And in a fit of fury, he put out that spell and pronounced that curse, that may you be bitten by the snake Takshak. 7 days from now. Yes. Why? Because you took a dead snake and wrapped it around my father's neck, placed it on his shoulder. So, okay, so let a snake be coming to you to bite you in 7 days. Obviously, he did not spell out the word that you will be killed by, a snake bite. He just said that you will be bitten, because he touched his father with a dead snake. So, fine, you will be touched or you will be bitten by that snake. However, being bitten by that very powerful snake, Takshak, meant death. So, therefore, so the father, who was matured enough to understand, he naturally, being a highly advanced soul, had that forbearance, and he did not take the offense seriously. And that is the hallmark of a Brahmin: forbearance, tolerance, humility, and therefore he immediately forgave. Like the quality which even Parikshit Maharaj will manifest, that even though he was cursed, he did not retaliate. He could have cursed back. Very powerful, emperor of the world, not just of this Jambudvipa, but all the nine Varshas, on the status of the demigod actually. A great devotee of the Lord, coming in the family of the Pandavas, not an ordinary soul by any means. And what to speak of, just a king, he is an emperor. And all emperors, irrespective of whether he is a great devotee or not, the general rule applies that a king cannot be condemned to death. His fault may be very grave, but you cannot give him capital punishment. That is the law, that is the rule. He will be banished or he will be whatever. So, this Brahmin, having the quality of forgiveness, tiraskritaha vipralabdhaha shapta shipta hatapi na satat pratikurvanti tadbhakta prabhavopihi. So he manifested this quality, tiraskritaha, even on being defamed. To put a snake around a person's neck is very insulting. Defame. Tiraskritaha, vipralabdhaha, or on being cheated, shapta, or on being cursed, like Maharaj Parikshit was cursed, shipta, or being ignored or neglected, not been given the appropriate respect, hatapi, or even if he is killed, nasitat pratikurvanti. They do not have this tendency to retaliate, to take revenge. Tat bhakta prabhavopihi. Even though they may be having the power to do something, to stand their ground, to give the punishment. Yes? I know amongst them devotees, somebody was saying that. One man was going in the train and somebody stepped on his foot, and he looked at that guy and he says, "Hey, dhakka kyun mara? Pair pe pair kyun rakha bhai? Janbujh ke kiya, mazak mein kiya? Did you do it on purpose or you were joking?" He said, "I was serious." So he said, "Okay, I don't like jokes, by the way." Anyway, I don't like jokes. So obviously you feel anger when you feel that you are capable of something, right? When do you feel anger? When you are confident that I am strong enough to defend myself. And when do you feel afraid? When you are not confident of your ability to defend yourself. Yes. So any which ways, either you have fear or you have anger. So anger comes when you have that capability. So therefore, it is natural to tolerate and say, okay, theek hai, I forgive you. When you have no power, but when you have the power, and you say, okay, I forgive. Like it is said that, you know, an elephant has this quality that if a rat also comes in front of the elephant will stop on its track and will allow the rat to pass. Yes? He will not step on the rat. That's his quality. Even though he has the power to just squish it, but he will not. Okay? So this Brahmin, being matured enough, and he censured his son that he should not have, because being Brahmins, now Brahmins are revered in the society for their prudence, for their forbearance, for their maturity. They're known for that. And if that forbearance is lost, then there is no Brahminhood. And till then, no Brahmin had ever made a false judgment. And here is the first instance, which denotes the fall of the Varnashram Dharma, as it will be explained. And this small boy became the first example of how a person can be puffed up due to his high birth. Along with a facility comes responsibility. And a person forgets that what he does, forgets his responsibility, then creates problems. So here, you see that this small child, and why this small child was made, like as we know that this mistake which Parikshit Maharaj committed, was not on. It was not intentional. It was not habituated. He did not have that nature to go around and, you know, to insult people and Brahmins. No, he was a great devotee of the Lord. He had a great reverence. He knew the teachings of Sri Krishna. He said, the Lord has already previously said that vipram kritagasi api nadruhiyata mamakaha shantam bahushapantam va namaskarut anish. That way, there's a verse which says, "Namask kurute nityashaha." Yes. So always, you should always keep offering your prayers to the Brahmins, even though they may be very, very harsh with you. Tiraskritaha. They may ignore you. They may insult you. They may even kill you. But you, Kshatriyas, my family members, you should always fold your hands in front of them, and you should continue to offer obeisances. Namas kurute nityoshaha. This was the instruction which Lord Sri Krishna gave his family members, and they did not obey his instructions, and they went about undermining or insulting the great rishis Narada, Sita, Devala, Vyasa, who had come to Dwarka, and you know the Samba. He stuffed his belly with a cloth or something and made him look like a woman. And they, all the boys, you know, in their typical frivolous, joking nature, they went to the rishis and said, "You all are trikalagya, you all can predict what will the future be, so please say what is going to be the sex of the yet-to-be-born child." And then the rishis became very upset and they criticized and cursed them that whatever will be born out of that belly will be the cause of the destruction of a dynasty. And we know that. So there cannot be a better example that one should not offend the Brahmins. And here again you see that Parikshit Maharaj, coming in the family of the Pandavas, has done that serious mistake. A grave mistake. And obviously here the Acharyas and Srila Prabhupada is pointing out that Parikshit Maharaj fall down, or that mistake of offending the devotee or Brahmin was very incidental. It was circumstantial and it was arranged by the Lord. So there is no fault in, and obviously the living entity cannot be God. Only God makes no mistake. To err is human, to forgive divine. Krishna also says in the Gita, apichet sudracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak saudureva samantabhyah samyak bhavasitohi saha. That even if a devotee commits some sin, sudracharo, but if he is engaged in my worship, bhajate mam ananya bhak. So if the fall down or an offense was committed by him out of sheer, you know, habit or past conditionings, but it should be overlooked and consider him as saintly. Because he is continuing to worship me. So forgive him. Sadhureva samantavya. You should still consider him as a saint. Samyak vyavasito hi saha. Well situated. So Parikshit Maharaj is fall down was arranged by the Lord as an arrangement to manifest Srimad Bhagavatam, to make him the instrument through which Srimad Bhagavatam will be spoken, which will become the means by which all the people in the age of Kali Yuga will seek deliverance. And also a means of bringing him back home, back to Godhead. He had served the purpose. So, this small boy was used as an instrument to mark the collapse of Varnashram, the collapse of the Brahmin culture, Brahminical culture. And the reason why the small child was chosen, because a child can be forgiven. Yes, a child may make mistakes, it's okay. So no one will blame the child. And truly, that's gone, that's forgotten. Yes, but now Prabhupada raises the question that why then the whole Brahmin class as a whole was made responsible for this offense? Why it had to be through a Brahmin class? And then again in further verses it will be explained that that in the age of Kali Yuga demons will be born, Rakshasas will be born in Brahmin families. All those in the previous ages, all those souls who in the previous ages who opposed the Lord, who were inimical to the Lord, who were not killed by the Lord would give them birth in Brahmin families in order to make facility for them, to create a suitable environment for them for their spiritual development. However, but in the age of Kali Yuga, there will be some who will misuse that privilege awarded to them for spiritual development, and they may become puffed up, and they may, you know, abuse and exploit other people for their own aggrandizement. So, and then of course he quotes Varaha Puran, Rakshasim Kalimashritya Brahma Yoni Shujayate. That Rakshasas are born in Brahmin families and so on and so forth. So, but however, this Brahmin was a very pure soul and he understood and he immediately prayed for Parikshit. Yes, and Parikshit himself, immediately he realized he's filled with repentance. Filled with repentance for what he did. That's why they say a momentary lapse of judgment and a lifetime of regret, literally, for both, for Parikshit and for that little Brahmin boy. Immediately filled with regret, and he decided, oh, what's my weakness? My weakness is I can't control my thirst. All right, I will fast. I will not drink water. I will not eat food till, for 7 days, till I die. And he could very well do that. He took shelter of Shukdev Goswami, and he heard Srimad Bhagavatam. That goes to show his caliber, his stature. And it goes to show that it was an arrangement of the Lord. Otherwise, how was it possible for him? Because he was afflicted by, because he was out on a hunting excursion. So obviously, through Parikshit Maharaj, and through this episode, there are so many lessons which the Lord wants to give all of us. And Parikshit Maharaj, being a Kshatriya, and according to the Vedas, hunting is an authorized sport for Kshatriyas. They can go out with their bow and arrows and go about killing. But it can also become a vice. Like, why do you hunt? You know, it was a skill. It was, hunt or fighting is a skill, and warriors would use hunting as a means of developing their skill, warring skills, and developing their valor and bravery. Because unless you do not, if you are not used to seeing blood, then, how can you become a warrior? At the sight of blood, you collapse. I remember once there was a satsang program, and one Mataji was attending the program, and after that she left and she met with an accident, and she was hospitalized. So news came to all the satsangis. We had not left the satsang. So we all went to see. So she was hospitalized. So she fell on her face, and her face swelled up like a football, literally. And there was some blood or something that way. Some people were saying some CT scan will be needed. So I am not used to seeing blood and all. So I thought, okay, let me also go and help out. When I saw that blood, immediately the 2-3 people had to hold me because I could not, felt so dizzy. So if you're not used to seeing blood, then obviously you can definitely not be a fighter, not meant to be a fighter by any means. So warriors would use that, to kill animals, lower animals, animals which had gone rogue. There would be some tigers or leopards or cheetahs which would, leave the forest and come into inhabited places, cities and villages, and, steal the cows or the goats and chicken and kill even humans. And at that time the Kshatriyas would come, and establish, kill that animal. And so those kinds of purposes were met through hunting, you see. Or for that matter, sometimes the population of certain animals increased beyond, so then they would go and kill them. Or it could be, or it could become a source of prestige. It could become a sport. It could become a habit and addiction. And it could become a means of getting all, killing these exotic animals for their tusks and for their horns, and, and that's when it becomes sinful. And Kshatriyas many times may get into that trap. Like you see in Ramayana, Dasharatha Maharaj, when he was suffering the separation of Lord Ram, and Kaikeyi asked for that benediction that Ram should be banished, and he just could not tolerate it. And he was weeping and weeping and weeping, about to leave and give up his life out of separation and the pain that he had was enduring. And 6 days after Lord Ram was banished into the forest, he confides in his wife Kaushalya and says that when I was not married, I was young, I was very famous because I was a well-known archer, Kshatriya, because I had the skill of shooting arrows even without seeing the target. Simply by hearing the rustle of an animal, I could shoot the target and the arrows would find and kill it. I was known for that. But then unfortunately one day when I was going for hunting, it was late at the night, and I could hear in a lake or a pond, I heard that what I thought was an elephant drinking water, and without even seeing, I left the arrow and it hit that. But it was a human, it was a boy, it was an ascetic. And he screamed, and I was aghast, and I went to him and I saw that he was lying in his own blood, his vital organs having been struck. And he was moaning and was complaining that, what wrong did I do? That you have punished me like this. And I don't mind dying, he said. But I grieve for my sick, old and blind parents whom I was serving in the forest. And with your one arrow you have killed three people, me and my two parents. So remove this arrow. And then Dasharatha Maharaj knew that by removing the arrow, he will die, but he had to do that. And the son then directed him to the hut where his parents were and said, please take this water to my parents and give them this news that their son is no more. And Dasharatha Maharaj takes the water to his parents and breaks the news to them. And the parents then come to see the body of the child and they are weeping and moaning. Why have you done this? You are a king. But Ramayana says that the soul of that child who had ascended to heaven, because he got the destination that Kshatriyas get for being killed by a weapon, and he ascended to heaven, he was seated on the throne of Indra, he appeared there and told his parents that very soon you will also join me, and left with some little pacification that he gave them. The parents cremated the child's body, but then before entering personally and giving up their own bodies, parents, they cursed Dasharath, saying that because you have caused grief and we are giving up our bodies out of grief for our sons, so you also will die in grief of separation from your own son. So Ramayana says that that Kshatriyas can sometimes be caught up in these kinds of addictions of wanting to be the cause of unnecessary killing, and therefore a person must be very, very careful. Very, very careful, because that is the age of Kali Yuga. Striya suna abhyartitastada sasmai sthanani dadiye kalu. So there are four places where Kali resides. So therefore, animal killing is one of the things. And Kshatriyas are meant to do that. In the earlier days, Kshatriyas would actually go about hunting. Now the sport has changed because of these animal protections and all those things. Kshatriyas no longer can actually go and do those things. But it's a very important message that such kind of frivolous sports can be contaminating. So, another vice that we can learn from is being afflicted with thirst. Parikshit Maharaj was agitated. And when he entered into the ashram of this rishi, he was thirsty and he wanted that he receive proper reception, welcome, at least a glass of water. But this rishi was in deep meditation, as it is explained that he was in the fourth stage. There are four stages of consciousness. One is a jagrat, when you are awake. Then swapna, when you are sleeping. And sushupti, when you are in deep sleep, where there is no dreams also. And turiya, that is the fourth stage. So this Brahmin was on that fourth stage when he was living with his soul actually. The super soul, he was on that level. He was genuinely meditating. And this Parikshit, seeing that, expecting that, and he was agitated. And there's something about, this hunger and thirst, which is kind of triggers the survival instincts of people and makes you do things which generally people would not do. In the initial days of my Krishna consciousness, I heard some devotee give an example that one monkey was put in a cage or on a glass flask, huge flask. It was a huge one, and a monkey along with her baby was placed inside, they started filling the that flask with water. So when the water level started rising, the monkey, she took the baby and put it on her shoulder. She carried the baby. Then when the water level rose, then the monkey took the baby and put it on the head. But when the water level rose above the mother monkey's nose, then she took the baby and put it below her feet and stood on her baby to save herself. So they say that it is a survival instinct that everybody, when you are faced with that danger and you are still not gone beyond your body, then you will most probably react in that fashion. Therefore it is said, you know, in the Niti Shastra, or some, you know, nice verse which says that Tyajet Kshudharta Janani Swaputram Khadyet Kshudharta Bhujagi Swamandam Bhubukshitam Kimna Karoti Papam Sheena Jananish Karuna Bhavanti. Tyajet Kshudharta Janani Swaputram. That stricken with hunger, a mother may be tempted to abandon her own child. Khadyet Kshudartha Bhujagi Swamandam. And a snake, when hungry, may eat her own eggs. Bhubukshitam Kimna Karoti Papam. That when a person is driven to the point of extreme hunger and thirst, then there is no sin that he cannot perform. And what to do? You know, that is the nature. That's how the Lord has made our material bodies. And unless a person has not gone beyond his body, and Parikshit Maharaj was genuinely above his body, and thirst and hunger never tormented him, but still, by the arrangement of the Lord, he was momentarily, he lost his temper. He lost his head. He couldn't think what he was doing. That's why, who was that person who said, you know, that wise man said that, anger is that wind which blows off the lamp of your intelligence. Yeah. So that means when you're hungry, you get angry. Yeah. Hungry, angry. Yeah? Connected. Yeah. Hungry and angry. So therefore, if someone comes into the kitchen and he's hungry, all the kitchen staff are like, you know, backing out, kya hua prasad time pe ready nahi hai, ki sabji nahi bana theek se, or whatever. Like, you know. So definitely people, they have, you know, bolte na, like when pet mein chuha dhodta hai, to sir mein haathi dhodte hai. So all those kinds of things are there happening, and so therefore the scriptures say that when you don't get any food to eat, you should practice remembering the Lord and just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Yeah, so, and there are so many such important lessons in this chapter. So the process is very simple. Is to always remember the Lord, and the best ways or means of remembering the Lord is to read Srimad Bhagavatam and keep the association of devotees, and that will keep us free from all these vices. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Thank you.